Welcome back to Kenneth Copeland Ministries Believers Academy. I'm Stephanie, and this series is titled Things Every Christian Should Know. This lesson is about determining the will of God. When you become a Christian, you want to say and do what pleases your Heavenly Father. But how do you know what that is? How can you make the right decisions? How can you be sure you're doing the will of God? In all these things, it's important to learn to determine the will of God. Now, there are some things we know are the will of God. First, we all know it's God's will that all people make Jesus the Lord of their lives. It's Jesus' will that people live an abundant life. God desires that we love one another as Jesus loves us. He wants us to live in peace, not strife. God longs for people to seek Him and His ways. He wants people to live blessed with every good thing He has provided. However, when we talk about knowing a specific direction for our lives, the first place we must look is in the Bible, God's written word. What does it say about the subject in question? One book that is full of instruction on how to live a life that pleases God is Proverbs. That's a good place to start. Keep in mind that God loves you and He is working with you to guide you to the truth you want and need. He has plans for each part of your life, and He is helping you to find them. Now, it may be that the situation you are dealing with isn't specifically addressed in the Bible. To find the answers you need, you can go directly to the Holy Spirit. In other words, what is the Holy Spirit telling you? You may be led to look up a scripture, or you may have a desire to listen to a friend or a certain preacher. You may just have a knowing of what to do. The Holy Spirit can use just about anything to communicate with you. He has a voice, and He can talk directly with your spirit. Finally, when you are seeking the will of God, be wise. James 1:5 says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking." Do what seems right with your heart open to God, and if necessary, He will redirect you. Remember, it pleases God when you ask Him, in faith, for His will. We've come to the end of this lesson. What's next? List things you know are God's will according to His word. Read and study the book of Proverbs for instruction for living in the will of God. Spend time thinking about scripture that reminds you to seek God's will. For example, Philippians 2:13. We're on a roll, so come on back as we study more of the things every Christian should know. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.